Tarun, when did the 300 take shape in your mind? And can you just talk us through those moments before you got there?
I think it never took place in my mind, because once after I crossed 250, I think the team management had certain plans of, you know, going after the bowling and then, you know, declaring. So I think within the space of 5 overs, I think I got to 280, 285. That's when, you know, I started thinking, and Jaddu kept egging me on to, you know, not throw it away and just get to the 300 easily.
Dilip.
The way you paced your innings, 185 balls for the first 100, 121 for the next, 75 for the third 100. How much of that do you attribute to, you know, all format batting, and just the ability to pace yourself like that?
I think it's just playing normally. I think after 100, the pressure is off, and you just go out there and play the shots that you can, and you just look to try and hit the gaps. So after, you know, once you cross 150, and then it's just playing freely like how you always do, and just expressing yourself.
Madhu.
Just an extension of that question. You play all three formats, and how do you compartmentalize yourself when playing each format? How do you change the game plan?
Like I said before, I think my game doesn't change much. It's just the mental approach that changes. In test matches, obviously, you have a lot more time to, you know, get set and then play big. So I think the approach doesn't change much at all. I don't play any different shots in any other format. I just play the same way.
I presume you were obviously a little concerned when you were dropped on 34 by Alistair Cook. Was it easy for you to put that out of your mind and then make the most of it, as you clearly did? And also, was there a point in the field where you felt as though you'd broken the England spirit, the players had let their shoulders drop and were feeling, you know, pretty broken?
I think, you know, they say make hay when the sun shines. So I think I wasn't thinking much about it, and we are 3-0 up, so I think they are already, you know, almost out of the game. So I think I don't know how they are feeling right now, but I'm just happy that I got the runs I got, and, you know, made the most of it.
Bhagwati.
Thank you. Congrats. Were you under a bit of pressure before heading into this match?
No extra pressure. There's always pressure in every game, and I got run out in the first game, and then, you know, and then I didn't get many runs in the second game. But there was no pressure, extra pressure that I put on myself. There's always pressure going into a test game, so I wouldn't say that I was feeling any pressure.
GK.
You saw Rahul miss out on 200 yesterday. Were you nervous when you were on 99, 199, 299? I mean, 197.
Obviously, there's some nerves going on there, so. But you can't be thinking negative at that point. You just have to, you know, watch the ball and just get over that moment. It's, you just have to, you know, feel that moment being there.
Amit.
Sir, has the feeling sunk in as yet? I mean, how was the dressing room been after the walk-in?
I think everyone's been very cheerful, and, you know, everyone's been very nice to me, and they've congratulated me. So I think it'll take a couple of days for me to sink in for myself. And the dressing room atmosphere has always been really good, and they've always, you know, backed me in whatever I've done.
Question from here, please.
How big a help has Raghavendra been through those position practice sessions?
I think he's been a lot, like, a big help. I think all our batsmen have improved as cricketers, and, you know, there's obviously a challenge attached to it when we play him. He's very, very quick. So I think, you know, you just have to take it up as a challenge and, you know, get better at it.
Sanjeev.
You know, scored lots of runs by sweeping, and all the, you know, ex-cricketers, like, I was listening to their commentary, they were talking about the sweeping prowess. So do you do it intensely, or it comes to naturally, or you practice a lot for this?
I've played the sweep shot almost all my life, so I think, and you do have to practice a lot and work hard at it. So I think it's one of my, you know, go-to shots whenever I need some boundaries. So I think if the gap's open there, so then I go to it.
Neeru.
When you got your first class triple, you did mention that, you know, this was the longest you'd been on the wicket. How was it this time? Equally draining, more draining? You were in the zone, you felt like that you were in that kind of zone.
I think there's a big difference. This is a test match and that was a first class game, and this is a far bigger achievement for me if I look back. And but having said that, I think that innings was more taxing because I played a lot longer. I played over 2 days there, so I think, but still the Chennai Heat, you know, does get to you. So I think it's just amazing moment in my career to get such a milestone, and I'd like to just go on.
Wait.
Yesterday Rahul talked about knowing you and playing with you since the age of 11. And could you talk about him? What are the odds that two batsmen will get 199, the other will get triple century? Can you look back at your association or friendship over the years?
I think, like you said, we started playing cricket together. It's just been, we've been together since then, and you know, at every stage, if he's gone ahead, you know, I've caught up, or if I've gone ahead, he's caught up with me. So I think that, you know, healthy rivalry has always been there, and you know, and it's just, I feel very bad for him that he didn't get the 100, but I think he will get one soon, very soon.
Bharat?
Karan, you come across as someone who doesn't show too much emotion. Today you've scored a 300. So is there anything that gets you excited in life? Like,
you know, there are a lot of things that go in my head that I want to do, but I, at that moment, you know, it just doesn't come out. So I think, you know, I'll just have to get more hundreds probably to show more.
When do you do that? Those things that go in your mind.
Sorry?
You said there are a lot of things that go in your mind, but you don't do it out in the middle. When do you do that?
Well, no, there's always the shower to do all these things.
Karan, what do you make of the pitch? How do you think you have more?
The pitch has been good all 4 days, and it's slowly deteriorating. And there are footmarks there, so I think we'll just have to bowl well and, you know, get the wickets. Good bowling does get you wickets on any wicket.
Thank you very much.